In 2014, the approval rating of Congress was 13%. In 2016, it is now 11%. So 2% of the American people died. It's unbelievable. If you had an 11% approval rating on your Facebook page, I think there would be a moment that you would go, fuck, maybe I should kill myself. There was a great service done by a polling outfit to give us a sense of just how much we don't like Congress. And what they did was they took things that normally we don't like and put them up against Congress, such as, which do you like more, Congress or lice? Well, we like lice. Who'd have figured? You know, we'd rather scratch our own genitals than listen to those pricks talk. The French. Normally, Americans don't like the French. Well, not since this Congress. No siree, we like the French now. I've never had trouble with the French. I don't get it. I don't understand that. That whole nonsense with the French. I don't get it, all right? Because you're gonna be upset because what? We went to the French and when the Iraq War started, and the French went, we think that's a stupid idea. How dumb are they? And so they wouldn't fight with us because they knew it was stupid. And so we got upset with them, didn't we? And we said, well, fuck you, you French. What we're going to do, God damn it, is we're going to call French fries freedom fries. We showed them much the same way. That's like a fucking reaction of a 9-year-old with a behavioral problem. We got upset about the fucking French fries. French toast didn't bother us, did it? Toast was safe. It's absolutely stupid. The French fries, the French didn't even create the fry. The fry was created by the Belgians, who traded the name to the French so that they could get their hands on those leeches. I didn't have trouble with the French because my brother worked in Paris for 3 years, my brother Ron. And he took me over there for a vacation while he was working there. He spoke perfect French. He took me for a vacation because at that point in time, I hadn't taken a vacation in 10 or 12 years. And the reason I hadn't taken a vacation is because, well, I was a playwright. The only reason I share that information is because I love feeling the energy of the audience leave the room. Really? A playwright? And then you drift off, don't you? You do, because you think, why would anybody want to do that? I don't fucking know. I don't really know what I was thinking, but I did it. I did it until I was 40. And it's made doing stand-up seem like a breeze. Well, first, they fucking pay you. Now, playwriting is something that's extraordinary. It's absolutely amazing. It's the toughest fucking, I think it's one of the toughest fucking things you can do, which is why it was idiotic I kept doing it. You know what it's like? This will give you a sense of it. It's, let's say you had a 1,000-piece puzzle of a blue sky, okay? And you had to put that together. Well, after about 4 months, you'll get the border. Then you're gonna have to take these fucking pieces of blue you're gonna look at those little fucking knobs and fucking fit them together. And a year and a half later, 70% of the puzzle is done. And you're not even close. Day after day, you're, God damn it, what the fuck? So at that point, you take a hammer and smash the fuckers together. And you're just left with this kind of, and then you take it and you fucking glue the whole piece of shit and you're done. And that's why when you go to the theater and you come out and go, That was a piece of shit. I flew to Paris. My brother drove me to a city 3 hours outside of Paris to a small hotel with a nondescript restaurant. They had a duck on the menu. I wondered how it was prepared. And the waiter said to Ronnie, "Tell your brother that the duck has been marinating in cognac for 7 days, awaiting his arrival." I'm not gay, but I wanted to fuck him. And I wanted to fuck the chef, and then I'd be ready to fuck the duck. So I don't get upset if the French don't want to fight with us. I don't give a shit. I want the French where they belong, in the kitchen. Colonoscopies. When was the last time you woke up and said, "Fuck, I can't wait to have a colonoscopy"? Well, compared to Congress, we love colonoscopies. Because apparently, after shoving everything they can up our ass, we don't give a fuck what goes up there. So, I'm gonna take this moment because really give a public service announcement for the colonoscopy, because I know a number of you are afraid to go and get it. Well, you have to. You just go and do it. No ifs, ands, or buts, no discussion. Now, the younger members of the audience, let me just say, if you're under the age of 25, you're not gonna have to worry about it, because when you're old enough to have a colonoscopy, there'll be an app. You'll just have to take your phone and shove it a few inches up. So avoid that new big iPhone. You're not going to want to buy that. The reason people are afraid of colonoscopies is simple. Because about 10 or 15 years ago, some idiot decided that they should show us what the procedure was like. Did you want to see the procedure? I don't need to fucking see the procedure. I have a good idea. They're shoving something up my ass. That's all I need to know. I didn't need to know that it's a fucking Jules Verne type object that's kind of massive, and it's going into a teeny tiny orifice that doesn't really need this in it. But I'm here to tell you that what happens in the doctor's office is truly the best part. Okay? What's difficult is the preparation. Which is why you're lucky, Milwaukee, that I'm here to walk you through it. You first have to go to the pharmacy and purchase a gallon of liquid. Okay? This is liquid that was left over after we made the A-bomb. Now, there is no copay, by the way. No fucking copay! Now, before you take that liquid and touch it to your lips, the first thing you do is get into your bathroom and prepare it as if you were preparing for the siege of Stalingrad. You're gonna wanna take in a computer, a music device. If you can mount a flat screen in there, you're gonna thank me for it. If there's a book you haven't read, let's say Ulysses. Now's the time to leap on it. Because you're gonna be in that bathroom longer than you ever fucking imagined. You're gonna be in there so long that you're gonna actually be sitting on that toilet hallucinating and thinking you're Captain Kirk. Spock, why aren't we at the end of the universe, you fucker? There is an upside to this. things came out of me that I forgot I even had. A naming bracelet, a ring that I got from my bar mitzvah from my grandfather, and a string of white pearls. Boy, I wish I could remember that fucking night. And then you'll find yourself lying on the cold tiles, staring at the heavens, screaming, God, God, why hast thou forsaken me? And then you'll pass out. You wake up a few hours later and head to the doctor's office, where you'll be met by the anesthesiologist, or as I like to call her, my angel. She's going to put a needle in your arm. You're going to count 5, 4, 3, and then you're going to go to sleep. And you're going to have the greatest sleep you've ever had. I promise you that. I don't even think it's sleep. I call it sleep heaven. It's where sleep goes when it dies. I know it was the best sleep I ever had, because I woke up and the doctor was there. And the doctor said, Lewis, would you like to sleep some more? And I said, I'd like to sleep forever. I have a lot of shopping to do. When I finally woke up, I have never, and I'm serious, felt better in my life. I skipped out of the office. Do I look like a skipper? And I turned to the doctor and waved and said, you know what? I'm not going to eat again today, because I'm coming back tomorrow, because I've had the time of my fucking life. There are things that that Congress actually, we like Congress more than. Yeah, like the Kardashians. Yeah, you know, and gonorrhea. Seriously, it's amazing. I had not seen that word in print in 30 years. You know, they've reduced it to a sexually transmitted disease, and I just think it's sad that a word like that gets tossed aside, because it was a great word and shouldn't have been used to describe a sexually transmitted disease. That's a waste of a beautiful word. Gonorrhea. Fuck, it sounds musical when you say it. It comes right off the tongue so easy. Gonorrhea. Fucking, it's like a celebration, really. I think it should be what you say to somebody when you're going to take a long trip. Like when you're driving out of your driveway on your way to the airport to go to Tahiti. You lean out the window and wave to your neighbors. We're going to Tahiti, gonorrhea. I love you, Milwaukee. Thank you. Good night.